T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Griner's three. Rebound Parker. She's left alone. Mission accomplished. That's it. For the first time in franchise history, the Chicago Sky are WNBA champions.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are delighted to welcome in the first fan of Chicago. Is that fair to say? Mayor Lori Lightfoot joins us now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Good morning, Mayor Lightfoot. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today.
What a great season, for a great playoff. I don't know, their season, they were like a 500 team, but man, once the playoffs started, the Chicago Sky won themselves a championship, and it's been a while since we've had a championship in this town, and it was a welcome respite, especially as the Bears were losing on the lakefront to the Packers.
Yeah. Listen, when you think about their season, they started 0-7.
Wow.
0-7. And but, you know, you could see the seeds of the championship. This is a team that actually played really tough defense, and they just kept at it. They got better and better as the season wore on. The fact that they had to do back-to-back one and dones, they're tough. They are a tough team, and yesterday was a thriller.
Mayor Lightfoot, word on the street is that you had something to do with recruiting Candace Parker to Chicago at the request of the Sky. Is that truth or urban legend? And was there any Portillo's involved?
Listen, I stood up, I made my call, but, you know, Candace is a very, very smart, savvy business person. And, you know, I think she wanted to come home and play whatever time she has left in the league in front of a hometown crowd. And, man, she really, really performed well. You can just see watching her on the sideline, even when she was in the game, even when she was injured, she's got coaching genes in her, no question. And was just pumping her teammates up. And many of them said it throughout the course of the season, having her on the team made them raise their standards. And you can see it literally every person from, you know, the 10th person on up. They played very, very well as a team. And I took responsibility for owning their minutes and doing well whenever they were on the court. So hats off to her. And you got to give hats off to James Wade. Great coaching job
this
year.
Yes. And I think that there's, you know, plenty of bouquets to go around. I think that there were some unbelievable individual performances and team performances. I was really heartily disappointed that their opponent decided to not show up at the post game and jump on a bus. And I was telling David earlier, you know, it's a pity that that wasn't the team coached by Bill Lambeer. Lambeer was coaching the Las Vegas team. But that was an appropriate reaction in the history of Chicago basketball. If someone's going to walk off, it should be Lambeer.
Yeah, you know what? I think their coach is better than that. I don't know what happened. But watching some of those players, you know, they were disappointed. I get it. But you got to be good sportsmen. And, you know, some of the play down the stretch was a little chippy. Right. And, you know, Diana Taurasi is certainly one of the greatest of all time. I don't think she's the greatest of all time, to be clear. But she's got to be a better sports person than that. But look, it's all about the celebration. Sky wins, Sky championship. We'll have a great celebration tomorrow. in Millennium Park, and I'm just so happy for the team. You also got to give a shout out to Michael Alter. You know, when WNBA started, all the teams were connected to the NBA team. We didn't have one. And for whatever reason, the Bulls made the decision they weren't going to support a women's team. But Michael Alter, out of nowhere, right? This guy has no history with sports, steps up and says, I'm going to support a franchise. And man, through thick and thin, through the UIC days, going to Allstate, where I thought we lost a lot of the fan base. But coming back here, that's a true leader, great guy. And I'm happy we're going to be writing his name in the pantheon of owners who brought a championship to Chicago.
You know, sold out arenas Friday night, last night, 10,000 people. You can feel the excitement throughout the city, Mayor Lightfoot. And you know, sometimes we in the media can overstate the significance of a title to a city and what value it has. And given your, you know, day-to-day, your day job and the real-life problems you deal with violence or the budget or whatever, how do you compartmentalize that pride that you just expressed in the sky with the other concerns of your job?
Well, you know what? I think you've got to take the good, too, right? Take the win. And there's a lot of really good stuff that's happening over our city. Obviously, we focus a lot of time and attention on the serious stuff, but the good stuff can't be eclipsed. And this is an amazing story. So many storylines here. But importantly, what I saw a lot last night was a lot of dads bringing their daughters to watch these incredible women play at the height of their talent. And they're going to be little girls that were in that crowd last night that are going to, or saw it on TV, that are going to remember this for the rest of their lives. And hopefully it spurs them to recognize that they too can achieve great things. So I just think even with all the myriad of challenges that we have, there's so many great storylines, and this is absolutely one of them. And we needed this, and that it came on a day that, dare I say, our Bears lost again to the Packers, made it all the more sweet.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was telling David this earlier, and I know this is insane, but while we were all in lockdown, they had that the horse game, right? And Allie Quigley was fantastic in that horse game. And I became a huge fan. And Courtney Vandersloot was rebounding for her. I got the whole thing was just, it totally kind of sold me on this group. And I've been having half an eye on it just because I needed that in my life, that goofy horse contest.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, and I love that they were in it together.
Yep. Yep. And Quigley's another great story, right?
Yeah.
Kid from Joliet, went to DePaul, got drafted, didn't get any traction with two or three different teams, came here because Pokey Chapman picked her up, and she's just blossomed. She's one of the deadliest three-point shooters in league history. And she's a kid of Joliet. Her whole family was there. I walked out last night. They were doing a little celebration. There she is, sitting on the floor, eating pizza with her nieces and nephews, and the whole family is just having a fantastic time.
So what are the details of the rally tomorrow at Millennium Park, and what does one win in a bet with the Phoenix mayor?
Sunshine.
Listen, yeah, Cactus. Exactly. We don't have all the details yet, but it'll be sometime morning, midday, and it'll be at Millennium Park, but we'll be releasing those details later. But I'm just so excited for the women on that team. Literally everybody contributed. And, you know, that win on Friday night was just one for the ages, a 30-point blowout where anybody who touched the ball was scoring a three at the end of the game. So, but yeah, it'll be tomorrow, and we'll get the details out later today. And I really encourage everyone to come. My daughter's already lobbied. She's taking a day off school to be able to be there. So I think it'll be a great crowd.
Mayor Lightfoot, just out of curiosity, we keep asking about what's going to happen with the Bears Soldier Field. Do you negotiate now with Aaron Rodgers now that he is the self?
Can he be taxed for owning the Bears?
Apparently owns us. Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Jeez. You know, there's a lot I could say about that guy, but probably not fit for radio. But, you know, look, you see the progress yesterday. Justin Fields, he's still got to, stop making rookie mistakes. And you got to wonder what was going on with Akeem Hicks, because he was on the sideline for most of the second half, and they just exploited the middle. And I just got to say, you can't let Davante Adams run free down the sideline. Yeah. That just can't be a thing. But, you know, some progress, definitely, but it doesn't matter if you don't get the W.
Before we let you go, besides your sound, insightful game analysis there, can you bring us up to date? Has there been anything that's changed in terms of the status of talks with the Bears regarding Soldier Field, breaking their lease, or the future of their home?
You know, we're talking to them, but, you know, as I said before, they've got to be more forthcoming about what they want. We're going to continue full speed. We'll be announcing later this week a team that's going to look at the entire campus to see how we maximize all the assets there. And look, as I said, I'm a long-suffering Bears season ticket holder. So I'm going to keep working to keep them in Chicago. But we've also got to look at how do we make this deal better for the taxpayers of Chicago, because there's things that we're not getting out of it that we should get. And so there's a lot of different layers to this conversation. We're going to keep on talking to him.
We have a champion in Chicago. Great talking to you, Mayor Lightfoot. Really appreciate it. It's great that so many of our civic leaders, I saw that Barack Obama congratulated them too, and you were obviously there. Just wonderful to see Chicago get a champion. Thanks a ton for joining
us. Thanks, Mayor Lightfoot.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
That is the Mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.